Well, this is kind of cool. Michigan Knee Institute is the first to use groundbreaking 3D computer imaging and robotics for superior outcomes in knee replacement. It's good to get your knee replaced. Let's talk to you, Dr. Jeffrey DeClaire, pioneering this leading-edge technology. Good morning to you, Jeffrey.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And also you, Dr. DeClaire, founder of the Michigan Knee Institute. So give me your elevator pitch. Man, you found a niche in knees.
Yes. So I'm an orthopedic surgeon with a fellowship training that began in sports medicine, but my focus for the last 25 years, slightly more, has been in just knees. So all I do is knee surgery, which is allowing me to really kind of look at all the aspects that go into primarily knee replacement and the being able to really focus in on what are the key things to really developing that that ultimate experience and outcome for patients when they elect to make this decision.
Thank you for that. I want to get into balance spot in a second. But who's getting knee surgery these days, specifically knee replacement?
So the knee is the most common injured joint in our body, and so cartilage in our bodies has no blood source. So when we damage it, it can't be repaired by our body. So the surface cartilage in our knee joint will continue to wear. The other mechanism is just daily activity. So we see breakdown of cartilage over time, and that's basically the wear and tear. So it's very common. It happens really in everybody. And the knee arthritis is growing as people continue to stay active, and also with improvement in technology, allowing patients or people to get back to their pre-injury or pre-arthritic level of activity to really returning back to their sport or the things they love, has really caused this this boom in knee replacement. Part of it's the demographics of the baby boom population, which is predicted to increase the need for knee replacement by 673% by the year 2030. So the numbers of knee replacements are expanding greatly, again, as people stay active, want to stay active, healthier, and wanting to maintain a healthy lifestyle. And the key is being able to undergo a procedure where you know very predictably that you're going to have an excellent outcome. And that's really been the changes that have driven this as well.
Wow. Well, as a runner, I know chances are I better be careful with my knees, but prevention is the key. Let's get into balance spot. What is this robotic surgery?
So what's happened over the years, a traditional knee replacement, which is still what's being done today the majority of the time, and I always say, a knee replacement sounds like you're taking the knee out and putting a mechanical knee back in, but it's basically a resurfacing of the joint where your thigh bone is resurfaced with a metal component shaped very similar to our normal anatomy. And the leg bone is a plastic surface, again, shaped like our meniscus, which is the cartilage cushion. And those outcomes have been good, but if you look at when we look at patient satisfaction, it's as high as 20 to 25% of the patients are better, but they're just not totally satisfied. And this relates to the positioning of the implant in order to restore normal knee ligament balance and stability. So again, traditional methods utilizes the experience of the surgeon and various landmarks on the knee in order to position that implant accurately to get the balance of the ligament structures. What's going to create that normal movement so our brain feels that this is a normal knee. So robotic technology, and it's really a combination of what we call computer navigation along with robotic assist. So it's not like a robot's doing the knee. It's myself or the surgeon doing the procedure, but the procedure is literally performed on the computer prior to executing it or trimming the bone. So it's a combination of 3D technology. So at the time of surgery, I'm able to create a 3D image of the patient's knee, including the hip and the ankle. So it's I can see the whole length of the whole leg on the computer, move that knee in real time, and measure the tension in the knee where it's at in that arthritic condition. So the ligament imbalance is assessed, which then allows me to accurately position the implant to rebalance it, again, it's like performing the surgery on the computer, validating that the ligament balance is where it should be, literally within a half a millimeter from the inner half of your knee to the outer half. And in rotation, it's a half a degree. And then the robotic assist is a robotic cutting guide that will position the cuts on the knee to what's been planned. And that can be all validated. And the really exciting thing is we have a large database of patients over the last 6 years that we correlate the position of the implant with patient outcomes. And we look at the patients who have the most optimum outcome and where that knee was positioned. And now I can use that data with future patients so that I know very predictably that when I position that implant in that spot, that they're going to have a very predictable, excellent outcome. And that's what's been exciting.
Yes. Thank you for your passion and your talent. Dr. Jeffrey DeClaire, pioneer in robotic-assisted total knee replacement, founder of the Michigan Knee Institute, and, of course, talking in the latest when it comes to knee replacements, the Balance Bot. Tell me, are there differences, and I think you alluded to this, in patient satisfaction after using this new treatment procedure?
Yes. So that's I've been involved in a multi-center study with five other sites in the country, which are performing this technique. And we've looked at these outcomes with patients, and the patient satisfaction has gone from that 80% to 97.4%. So a significant increase in patient satisfaction.
And how does it work? One is experiencing knee pain that is getting involved in life's daily function. Give you a call?
Yes, absolutely. We're located in Rochester, Michigan. They can get further details on this technique at michiganknee.com. There's a lot of what we've just talked about on there, including a video animation and details on the whole technique.
Wonderful. Keep up the good work. Spent 5 years in Rochester in the healthcare field, so you do good work. Dr. DeClaire, thank you.
Thank you.